Hey sis, you know that verse, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it? Well, that's what becoming really looks like. It's not overnight, it's not perfect, but it's the quiet proof that God is still shaping you. So please, don't rush the process, actually embrace it. He's not finished with you, and there's so much more to come as we continue to get in alignment with his purpose for us. Let's go. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Heartfield Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Welcome to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am Jada, your host, your sister, your friend, and welcome to another week of the show. I hope that you've been enjoying the season so far as I've made some pivots and changed a little bit. I will say thank you for the feedback that you all give me. I've heard great things, and I'm really hoping that I'm giving you some things to think about, some things to chew on, some things to, actually take action on, and most importantly, for you to not feel like you are alone. As you know, we talk about different topics. And you might have thought before, oh my goodness, am I the only one going through these things? And no, you're not. And I am hoping that you are feeling that you are feeling the community, feeling the love, and knowing that, yes, I see you, I hear you, I feel you, because I am you. We are all going through this, this thing called life and dealing with all of the things. And just know that you're not alone. And I appreciate you coming here. I appreciate those of you who are sharing it with other people because that is what we are to do. We are blessed to be a blessing. And whether that is financial or spending time, sharing resources, sharing stories to just help somebody else be better, that's what we're supposed to do. So if you are doing that, thank you. I definitely appreciate you more than I can express on this episode and all the following episodes to come. So, I just wanted to take a moment to say that. So, as we're continuing to go through this, right, we're trying to figure out what is our purpose, more than just all the titles and all the hats that we wear. What are things that bring us joy, like getting back to those things, right? And so, we're still gonna just kind of go in that vein, especially as we are kind of in some holidays, right? We just passed Halloween and now we're going to be looking forward to, Veterans Day and Thanksgiving, all the things. But in the process of dealing with all of that, we are not losing sight of who we are and whose we are. And so I am going to keep pumping that in your ear. So hopefully it reaches your mind, reaches your heart, and for you to take hold of that. Like let that get down and start growing roots so that you can continue step by step, whether it's a big one, a small one, but as long as we're taking those steps, right, we're getting closer and closer to getting back to our purpose or getting to our purpose. We're getting, back to our, back, excuse me, to our identities, or we're finding our identities as we are creating and becoming new creatures, right? As we know that we deserve to have these things. So, I want us, as we're celebrating seasons, I want us to make sure we're doing things that are also celebrating us because we deserve it. And I know a lot of times we may feel like, well, why aren't people recognizing the things I'm doing? Or why aren't they giving me that atta girl? Or we appreciate it. And yes, we all want that. I know I want that, right? But we also have to know that we can give that to ourselves. We can know that what we are doing, what we're providing, how we're showing up is reward within itself too, right? So even when we have those moments of frustrations, which we all do, just keep going, keep pushing, just stay in that. And remember, before I get into the meat of this this episode, taking time for yourself is not selfish. It is self-care. And now I'm starting to feel it is soul care. Because when we are taking care of ourselves, then we are going to just show up for everybody else even better. Okay. All right. So I wanted to kind of talk about what does becoming look like now, right? So as we are looking at what our identities are, what is our purpose, or what are our purposes, because we may have more than one, but what does that look like? Because, you know, kind of like the Bible said, we're not going to put the new wine in old skins, right? We have to kind of shed the old as we are introducing the new. And that could be physically, that can be emotionally, mentally, spiritually, right? As we are growing and we're shaping and we're changing. But what does that look like? Because it can be kind of confusing, as it's like, naturally, in the natural eye, it may seem the same, but really and truly, we know that as we're changing, it really is different. So I wanted to start with a Bible verse. It is coming from Philippians 1, and this time the version is the New Living Translation, so NLT. And it is Philippians 1:6, and it states, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." So God, you know, yeah, he put some stuff in us before, and he might be dropping things along the way, especially as we may take detours. As we're like, nope, I'm going to do it my way. And he's like, okay, girl, do you, boo. I'm going to be right here though when you're ready, right? We may take detours. So it doesn't mean that what he started, even when we were, before we were in our mom's wombs, right? He already knew us. He knew what we were purposed to do, what we were destined to do. It's for us to figure that out, right? So as we're living life and we're going through different stages of life, we might be like, oh yeah, this is what I'm meant to do. But then something else just keeps coming up. And it keeps coming up. And that's what I talk about. Like, what is the identity? What is your identity? What is at the core of who you are? And for us to figure that out. And what is the purpose? Like, what are we doing to live in that purpose? That is for us to figure out. And we may never fully understand it all. But I think it is up to us to kind of ask him to get quiet, to ask him to look and see the signs. Because, you know, sometimes signs be coming and you'd be like, oh, okay. Let me take that, right? But it doesn't mean that what he began before we were even thought about to our parents, that he already knew and he was already downloading that. And so he's beginning that work. He began it. And even if we get off course, he's going to bring us back to it so that we're still going in the way that he has lit, you know, the path that he has for us. So what we look like in our 20s, our 30s, and now, you know, if you're like me, in our 40s, it probably looks completely different. And so now, regardless of your age, but more so in where are you at in your development? Where are you at in, as you're going on this path, where are you at and how does that look? And it can be scary. You know, it's like, wait a minute, now I'm someone's mom, I'm someone's wife. And we take on those identities, but well, we take on the title and then we take on the identity, right? And so then maybe we are performing, loosely saying, we're performing in the ways of those titles, but our true identity, our true core and worth and who we are and how we're supposed to present, what does that look like? And it can look different, right? And so, you know, you may have had an idea of what you were supposed to be or where you were supposed to be going, and you feel like you're chasing that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to chase that. I think we just need to realize that as we are going and as we are growing, we are just evolving. And I think we can take the things and then take, like, you know, I was military, so we can do an after action review and be like, eh, what's working, what's not working. Let's take the things that are not working and get rid of that. Let's take the things that are working and let's continue to keep growing those things and sharpening those things and making them better, right? Because then you're going to show up like authentically, you're going to show up in your best self, and you're going to probably come away or come across in a way for others to be like, there is something about her. There's something that she's, how she's carrying herself, how she's speaking, you know, her dreams that she's putting out here for other people to see, or it seems she was stressed, but now she seems like she's gotten things under control. People are going to see it because you're showing up in that way, because you're sharpening the things that make you feel more alive. You're sharpening the things that are making you more in alignment with what he has for you. So that is going to make you just show up in a whole different way, and it's going to look different, and it's going to be amazing. So get ready to embrace all of that. So, I definitely have had those moments of, okay, am I showing up? Is life looking how it should be? Even here lately, I've been trying to learn more about AI, because it seemed like that's the way that the world is going. And so I'm trying to learn some different things, trying to be creative. My creative side is starting to come out a little bit more. And so I'm doing some things that are not typical of how I present myself, if you will, right? To the point where I actually made a video and I'm like, hey, y'all, I do still exist. I am still here. I am just branching out and doing some things a little bit different. I'm trying to challenge myself, trying to stretch myself so that I can continue to be, in alignment with what God has for me and has for me in terms of my purpose and reaching out to other people. And so, yeah, if you would have asked me this even a year ago, I'd have been like, nope, that's not my ministry, as we say, right? But as we continue to allow him to shape who we are and we get more in alignment with what he has for us, we're just gonna look different. And it's gonna be a beautiful thing, right? And so that's just something a little bit for what I'm doing. So if you're out there and seeing me and you're like, why is Jada not showing up just as herself? No, I'm just trying some different things because we never know how we're going to reach other people and how we can meet other people and how we can continue to do what he's placed inside of us, our gifts and our talents and our purposes, to reach other people and to build the kingdom. So, becoming just may look a little different. It may show up and you're just like, not sure, but I just challenge you, encourage you to ride the wave. It doesn't mean that you have to be stuck there. Maybe you'll love it, maybe you won't, but that's his grace that then allows us to be like, okay, Lord, show me the way you want me to go. Maybe this is not it, right? But you can always pivot and do something different. So, becoming can just look, just not how you expect. And I don't want that to stop you from being willing to step into something different. I don't want that to be so comfortable with where things are now that you're not even willing to be open. Because I bet if you've been doing what I've been asking you or challenging you to do, like writing things down or thinking back to your younger self of like, what sparked joy in my life? What made me happy? I mean, I am sure there's something that if you think about it and you stop and you're like, man, imagine my life if I did allow myself to let this come back in. And I have friends who are like, you know what? I got back to some things that I forgot about or that I've put on the back burner. And so now they're looking at it and they're like, man, I picked that back up and I feel more alive and I feel more like myself. And I feel like that is the beautiful part. And especially as we're going into, being the glue that holds everything and everyone together, we're sitting up here making sure everything is perfect for them, that sometimes we lose sight of what makes us happy. But I'll tell you something, especially if you're like me and you have, little ones or any children, right? If they're looking at us and they're like seeing us shifting or seeing us taking time to do the things that bring us joy, make us happy, and then we share with them, like, hey, this was a dream of mine when I was younger or when I was your age or whatever, and this is what I'm picking up now because, I just want to make some time for myself. I bet you that is going to shape them in a way of like, you know what? I can do these things too because I see my mama doing it. I can do these things because I have already seen the example set before me. And I can change and I can grow. And yes, I can pivot. And yes, I can try. Why are we not trying? And then becoming who that new version of you is going to be so beautiful and will touch so many lives. And so I just encourage you, as before we get super busy into the holidays, take a moment to do that AAR, that after action review. Just stop and reflect, even, you know, maybe the past few weeks, maybe the past few months, or maybe even for 2025, because we are all going through a lot, right? We are all going through a lot. But take some time to just say, okay, so far in these 11 months of the year, this is where I'm at. This is what got me here. But this is where I want to go. And we still have, you know, a couple of months left, so we can start setting the foundation now for what we want 26 to be, as we are all, you know, continuing to become who we want to be, who we desire to be, who He wants us to be. And really, if you're tapping into Him, He will show you that. You know, the big guy will show you that. And I bet you that the desires in your heart, because He placed them there, I bet it's going to align with what He has. And then once you commit to it and you are ready to do your part in this, then He is going to open the door. And maybe for some of us, open the floodgates. And then you got to be prepared. And then you're like, whoa, who am I becoming now? And you might look back and be like, whoa, I am really not, you know, who I was a year ago or however long ago. And it can be so beautiful. And then you share that. That's your testimony. That's your story. That is like, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And this is, you know, how I started. I took little steps. I did something to, you know, for self-care, for soul care, because it's not selfish. I did something to tap into that little girl. I did something to tap into my purpose. And now this is who I'm becoming. And this is what it looks like now. And I will leave you with this. As you're looking at where you're at now, enjoy that. Celebrate that. So often I was the type that's like, okay, I check and I'm on to the next. But no, as I get older, I am realizing that there is beauty in really appreciating what you've accomplished and celebrating that. Make those, you know, take that time to make those moments, to do the snapshots. Maybe you journal it. You know, I have those products. I have devotionals. I have the Reclaiming Your Identity, where you can just put pen to paper and make notes. So you have a historical, you know, piece of paper that you can go back and be like, oh yeah, this is where I was. You know, writing notes to your future self. And so see how far you go. But celebrate those moments, because they are precious. They are important. And they're just shaping you. And so I hope that you are loving who you are, the skin you're in, the moment you're in, and you're able to show up now, and you continue to show up for yourself first. Well, show up for Him, show up for yourself, and then that is going to pour into everybody else. All right. So until next week, do that. Just take a little inventory. Where am I at? It's November. Where am I? How did I get here? Where do I still want to go? And start mapping that out. And if you need any help, I am here. Please let me know. I love doing this. Let's game, you know, war game it. Let's map it out and let's keep going, because any step forward is a step to unblocking your purpose and living in the alignment that He wants us to be in. All right. He started a good work in you and it's not finished. And I can't wait to hear and see how it goes. All right, y'all. Until next week. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.